roll up my sleeve. I couldn't tighten my tefillin because I couldn't, the minor movements, I tried not to move my thumb, kept it still. But the minor movements my other fingers made around my thumb sent waves of pain through my arm, to the degree that I spent 10 minutes trying to put on my tefillin. I was like, all right, this is painful and getting nowhere. So I walked into the Beit Midrash and had Ray help me, Baruch Hashem. I had him, he didn't understand exactly what I wanted him to do, but you know, like, I finally succeeded to explain to him that I need him to put on my tefillin for me. He was also kind enough to fold it for me afterwards. Now, I'm sure this thing is going to go away in, you know, a day or two, right? And that all the medicines that I was given will take effect. And till then, ibuprofen. But I didn't even notice I had anything there. I didn't notice that there were these micro movements, that there was, I didn't know there was a tendon there. Right? And you don't notice that you have something until it starts breaking. And then you suddenly notice all the little things it was involved in. All the little things that it did for you. Okay, even like without moving it, I can't pick up my bag. Somehow, like, it sends weight. It's like, I didn't move the thumb, but I did. I just didn't notice it. Okay? I didn't notice that I was moving my thumb in all those movements. That's the nature of our existence. We take everything that we have for given. Okay? We take all the food, you know. I think we've ever gone hungry for real. Any of the people here, you know, like when you think of the fast days, you know, the real ones, like the long ones, and you're like, oh my God, I was starving. You weren't starving. Okay? None of us were starving. We were hungry. None of us were starving. Okay? And we don't understand what we have many times till it's gone. Okay? If we were smart, if we were sensitive, if we were attentive, we actually could think about things that we have that probably won't exist in a few years, in a few decades. Okay, I'm not going to put any scary thoughts into people's heads, but you have to appreciate the people you love now. Now is the time. Okay, in a few years, at some point, if everything goes well and we all live long lives, okay, then you will be losing a lot of figures that are important to you. A lot of people that you really love. A lot of people you really appreciate. They'll be gone. And you'll wish that when you were now, you would have done and said and spent time and said the things that you need to say to them. And you won't be able to. You're going to wish that when you were healthy, you would have made all sorts of choices. And not when you're sick, that you have to make other choices. And I'm going to say something to you from my personal experience, okay? And I'm pretty sure that the Recharge guys could say similar things. I really enjoyed my time in Yeshiva. And I thought I was using my time well. And when my time in Yeshiva ended, which was pretty long, I stayed there like 7 years, only then did I notice all the things that I had been receiving in Yeshiva, and then notice the things that I'm no longer having. All the rabbis that were, you know, close at hand, all this sense of certainty that they gave me that, you know, my choices were right. And then, you know, when further away, and you're like, huh, you know, I remember things being a lot clearer, things being a lot more understandable. And it makes you wonder, you know, like, hey, if I could go back, you know, what would I do different? And anyone who's gone through yeshiva knows that. They can look back and say, what could I have done different? And the message that most alumni give the guys is, use your time here now wisely. And I put in parentheses, unlike me. Okay? And it goes on from generation to generation of the guys ending the year wondering what they could have done different and feeling suddenly that they've left. And when they come back on Recharge, I always enjoy the Recharge guys because you see that they appreciate what they had. You see that they understood what they had here. It's why they came back, and it's why they enjoy coming back, because they understood. They lost something when they left here. Now I know that my words, like I said, probably not going to influence almost anyone. Probably everyone's going to continue from here to Shurim, and whatever I say is just going to get wiped under the carpet of whatever their next sugya is and whatever the next issue is. But maybe there's one of us that will think about this. They'll take it to heart. Take stock of what they actually have. Remember the little tendon they never knew existed or never gave a second thought. And say to themselves, you know, maybe I should invest time enjoying what I have today and using what I have today. Maybe all those things I've been pushing off for some time in the future, maybe I should get around to doing them. Maybe I should say, you know, how many more night seders am I ever going to have in my lifetime? Okay, if you're not planning on staying a Shana Bet, okay, and I'm afraid there are one or two that might not plan staying a Shana Bet, and you can go, take a calendar, count them off. Those are the last night seders of your lifetime. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, all the things I ever wanted to do in a night seder. With a rabbi, I can answer you. Okay, think of how many chavrutas you'll have with your rabbi till you have to leave. And if there's one person who does that math, who figures out exactly how much time is left, and figures out what he should be doing with his time, then I guess what I said is worth it. That's my message to you. It's a very complex message, very hard to do. I'm going to say, most of you aren't going to make it. Most of you are just going to like forget about it and then come back on your recharge and say, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I wish I used my time and you should use your time. But maybe, just maybe one of us here will say, hey, maybe he's talking to me. Maybe I'm the one who's supposed to use my time in yeshiva. Maybe I'm the one who's supposed to use the time I have left. Maybe I'm the one who's supposed to appreciate someone in my life that may not be as close forever as it is now. And maybe I should go and take stock and give thanks for what I have. Maybe I should give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanks to the people who give me the good that I don't even notice. The good that's all there and I don't even, just like flies right over my head. I don't feel, I don't see, right? You'll always feel that, you know, entitled that everything they have is their right. And think about it and you'll maybe come to a different conclusion. Maybe you're surrounded with goodness. Maybe you're surrounded with good people. And we take stock of that, look at that, think of that. And maybe one of us, and that one could be you, will make a little change.